Ezra the Scribe, Chapter 123. We told you in Chapter 120 that Cyrus the king of Persia gave the Jews freedom to return to their own country. They had to rebuild the ruined house of the Lord in Jerusalem. At that time, under the leadership of the two commanders, Joshua and Zerubbabel, thousands of Jews returned to the land of Canaan. However, not all of them made that long journey, because many desired rather to remain living in Babylon and Persia. They were well pleased with their new fatherland. Therefore, they did not want to return to the land of their fathers. All this took place more than 50 years ago. Now the second group of Jews is getting ready to return to the land of Canaan. This new group will have Ezra, a priest, as their leader. The wicked plan of Haman the Amalekite to kill the entire Jewish nation was made within those 50 years. Ahasuerus, who was married to Esther, is no longer alive. Some say he was murdered. Another king reigns over Persia. In the Bible, he is called Artaxerxes. Artaxerxes was a good and sensible king. During his reign, the Jews lived in peace and prosperity. This Artaxerxes gave Ezra permission to go to Jerusalem. Every Jew who so desired could go with him. Ezra was sent to investigate whether or not the Jews who already were living in the land of Canaan lived as God had commanded in his laws. He had to investigate whether the offerings were brought to the honor of Israel's God. The king also gave him gold and silver vessels, which had to be used in the services of the Lord. The people who will go with Ezra are assembled with him by a river in the vicinity of the city of Shushan. This time, many priests go along. At first, there were no Levites. Later, upon the request of Ezra, a few went with them. Even though all preparations for this great journey are made and they are ready to leave, they still remain at this river in Persia for a few days. Why don't they begin their journey immediately? Isn't everything ready? Or could it be they were waiting for something? No, not that, but the journey to Judea is very dangerous. And they must travel through an extensive hot desert. However, that is not the greatest difficulty. Living in this desert are bands of robbers, which roam around to steal and plunder. If they should be attacked by these hostile people, they would be overcome, and they are not able to defend themselves. There is a great possibility they would be taken by surprise, because they have much gold and silver with them. Ezra fears. Let Ezra ask the king if a detachment of soldiers may go with them. These soldiers can protect and defend the Jews against all enemies. They would not have to be afraid of anything. The enemy would let them alone. The robbers would never dare harm them. And the king would not refuse Ezra's request. No, on the contrary, he would surely approve of it. If Ezra asks the king for soldiers, he is at once delivered from all distressing uneasiness. But Ezra will not ask for soldiers to go along with them. No. Why not? That would not be sinful, would it? No. Not that, but Ezra is ashamed to ask for human aid, for he had spoken often to King Artaxerxes about the mighty God of the Jews. Yes, he had told the king that this God is the only God, the Almighty God, the God of heaven and earth. He had related the miracles performed during the reigns of Nebuchadnezzar and Belshazzar. If he should now ask the king for help, it would seem as though God was not able to keep them on the way and bring them safely to Jerusalem. It would be as though he did not trust his God. That is the reason he will not ask help from an earthly, a heathenish king. Artaxerxes probably would begin to doubt the truth of Ezra's words. And do you know what Ezra does? Before they leave, he holds a prayer day. Together they will ask the Lord for his protection. If God will go with them as their protector, they will be far safer than if a large Persian army marched with them. There is a lesson in this for us too, boys and girls. Do we pray when we are in difficulty? Do we ask the Lord for help and deliverance? Or must our boyfriend or girlfriend help us? How often don't we ask the Lord last of all? Only when no one else can help us, then, yes, only then do we bow our knees before the Most High God and plead for his blessing. And do you know what is most humiliating of all? It is that the Lord is the first one to answer our prayers. Isn't this true all too often? Oh, may the Lord give that we have need of him in all things. That is the safest way. Ezra also does this in this case, and his prayer is answered. They set out on the dangerous, difficult journey. After 3 months, they arrived safely in Jerusalem. The Lord watched over them. No enemy could do them any harm. You can be sure that in Jerusalem they again bowed their knees and thanked the Lord for the safe arrival. Behold, upon the ground near the temple sits a man with a very sad expression on his face. His clothing is rent, and due to sadness he pulls his hair from his head. We read in the Bible that he sat down astonished, which means that he remained sitting in silence without looking up or around. Who is he? This man is Ezra. Ezra? And I thought Ezra was so happy. Didn't he arrive safely in Jerusalem? Why then is he so grieved? Alas! He has heard something dreadful. Shortly after he had arrived in Jerusalem, a few rulers, princes of the Jewish people, had come to him. They had informed him of the Jews mingling with the heathen nations who also lived in the land of Canaan. Many Israelites were married to heathen girls. Some of the princes were the first to do this. They were a bad example. Soon the common people also were intermarrying. Even priests had taken heathen women for wives. How dare they? When Ezra heard this, he was greatly alarmed. Oh, that is a very great sin. The Lord had strictly forbidden them not to marry with the heathen girls of the nations which dwelt around them. Ezra is afraid the Lord will again punish this ungodly people severely. He is afraid God will destroy them for their unthankfulness. Because of this sin of intermarriage, he has rent his clothing. That is why he pulls his hair out of his head and beard. He sits there for hours. When the smoke of the evening sacrifice arises, he stands up. Behold, he bends his knees and prays. Be silent. Let us listen to what he says. He spreads his hands abroad in deep humility as he entreats, O God, I am ashamed, for we have sinned grievously, very grievously. We have been driven from our land because of our sins. For 70 years we have roamed about as exiles in Babylon because of our transgressions. And now thou hast given us our freedom. We could return to our own land. Still, we again have forsaken the commandments of the Lord. O God, it would be righteous if thou wouldest punish us again and give us over to the hatred and malice of our enemies. Ezra prayed much more. Read it in God's word. You can find it in Ezra 9. Do it, do you hear? Tears trickled down the face of Ezra. In the meantime, many Jews, men, women, and children, came near him. They also begin to weep when they hear Ezra pray. Suddenly, one of the Jews says, "It is true what Ezra has just prayed. We have sinned grievously against the Lord. Let us make a covenant with the Lord, and let us promise that we will send away these heathen women and their children. Come, Ezra, stand up, and call the people together to Jerusalem." Messengers are sent throughout all Judah, and soon all the people are assembled in Jerusalem. No one dares remain at home. If they do, they would be severely punished. The possessions of that person would be taken from him, while he would be separated, which means he would no longer be reckoned as belonging to the Jewish nation. They would cast him out. 3 days later, thousands are gathered together in the street before the temple. It isn't nice weather. On the contrary, the rain comes down in torrents, causing everyone to get soaking wet. Ezra stands up and informs them why they have been called together. "It is," he says, "because you have married heathen girls, which by no means is permitted. God has forbidden intermarriage in his laws, which he has given us. Now obey the commands of the Lord, and send away these strange women with their children." "Yes," answered the people, "very well, we agree. But because it is a time of much rain, we cannot remain waiting here until it is completely investigated. Neither is this a work of 1 or 2 days. You and our rulers investigate this matter. But let us go now, otherwise we may get sick from the cold and rain. Later we will hear more about it." Ezra agrees, and the people return homeward. During the weeks that follow, Ezra and the rulers carefully investigate everything, and the people do as they had promised to do. Every heathen woman, with whom many were married, is sent away with her children. It isn't a nice thing, but it must be done. What the Lord demands must be performed unconditionally. Ezra came to Jerusalem just in time, for if this were not done, the Jewish nation soon would have mingled with the heathens. But the Lord governed it so that before it became worse, an end had to come to this abominable mingling.